remember when you were in Sunday school if they taught you Episcopalian doctrine or if it was
more
community?
Oh, no, it was classical. Okay. I mean, confirmation. Yeah, I went through all that. Okay. Oh, yeah. But all that I did at St. Andrew's, which was classical, Sunday school, but when I got so-called adolescent, that was at St. Philip's. And Father, Weston had not gotten there yet. Father Harrison, who really is a real influence in my life, he's born out on Long Island. I never was clear about where he was, but he's from Suffolk County, Long Island, and he was quite influenced. He had the discussion group for adolescents, and so that's one of the reasons why I stuck with St. Philip, and I made the St. C playing basketball. You never think of the basketball player.
I believe you.
I made the team, and even when I finished high school, I went to, I first enrolled at City College at night and worked during the day. And I'll never forget walking down 7th Avenue. Somebody hollered out at me. My nickname as a kid was Runt.
Runt?
Yeah, I was small. Runt, Runt! And his very dear friend, his name was Kenny Anderson. He said, "Man, I got a scholarship for you." I'm just right out on 7th Avenue. I don't know, I don't remember. Well, it was probably 123rd, 124th, but it was on 7th Avenue. And I knew you were coming. I was trying to recollect this thing. But I said, "Yeah, I'll go." And I said, "But we got to take somebody else." His name was Dave King. He's also Caribbean background. You got to understand, this Caribbean American black thing. Most people don't realize that, especially here in New York City, this is important to understand. So, and it'll help you understand because I remember Weston, some discussion came up tonight. Johnny was always the, I don't know how to describe Johnny. He was my friend, but we just never could sit horses because he's from the old black community. They trace their roots back to the American Revolutionary War. Some of his family, I think his original family, slave family, was Dutch. He was into that kind of thing. Me, coming out of a West Indian background, I'm more attuned to Marcus Garvey.